In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But I gotta tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get with Goo.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time, brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Let's welcome in Mark Willard, Dan Dibley, along with Evan Giddings and myself. Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's going
on? How are you?
Uh-oh. Sorry, that's my laptop.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a foul.
All right.
Boy. It's a foul.
You get six.
Yeah, exactly. Early foul. What's on your guys' minds?
Lots. I mean, lots going on always. And kind of fascinated by the Anthony Slater piece on Jonathan Kuminga and the three different agendas that might be in play. And we'll get into all the machinations of what it might mean for this and that. But it's more than just, you know, what's going on with Kuminga for me. I look at last night, and I think, boy, Minnesota was more vulnerable, I think, if Steph stayed healthy than I had thought. But also, OKC is the class of the league. And I don't think the Warriors, even if they got by Minnesota with a healthy Steph, I think OKC would put the smash on just about everybody. Once they got by Denver, I do think that they've gotten their sea legs and, you know, they avoided an ignominious ouster at the hands of the Nuggets. And since then, they've looked every bit like the team in the regular year.
Did that go seven? I can't even remember.
It sure did.
Yep.
It sure did.
The Thunder and Nuggets, that's right.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once they got, and this is often sort of when you see an even matchup, right? The second half of the series just goes home teams win. And that's kind of like nobody could win on the other team's floor in that series. So it went to the end. And I don't think that last game was terribly close. I don't remember. I actually don't think any of the Thunder's games were close at home except for the one they lost.
Yeah,
but they've won almost everything going away by double digits in their own building. So I tend to agree with what you're saying, Dibs. But then again, styles make fights, and you never know.
Yeah,
and I forever for me, that's what will. I'll look back on this season with that. Like, you wish they had had a healthy shot. I just wish they had had a healthy shot.
Yeah, I'm with Dibs. Curry plays against Minnesota. You might have won that series, especially if you would have. You know, let's say he only misses two games or three, and it's 2-1, but then Curry comes back and it's 2-2, but Curry's back. Now Minnesota's, you know, kind of on their back foot a little bit. OKC does look like a different animal entirely. And, like, we had some people, you know, saying, let's say the Pacers, oh, Oklahoma City will hammer the Pacers. I don't know. Like, they only play twice a year. I don't know. Maybe Pacers match up great with them.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm done telling everybody that the Pacers are about to go away because the Pacers don't go away. But Oklahoma City is awesome defensively.
Yeah.
And the issue with the Warriors, and I kind of said this yesterday, the issue with the Warriors right now is that I don't want to call them easy to defend, but you watch what Minnesota was able to do. And again, Steph wasn't there, so it's not fair. But that's where the Warriors' sort of age and lack of height, that's where it hits me. If you find, if you have the personnel and you find a strategy that works, then the Warriors, like, everything feels like it's really hard. Everything feels like it's really hard to execute. They've got great players, so sometimes they can do it. But that's probably not a recipe for success against Oklahoma City because they make everything so incredibly hard. The Nuggets have a bunch of options, and so they were able to kind of hang in there. And maybe the Pacers are a little bit like that, but they're not, you know, they're not as devastating because there's no Jokic, but I don't know. I don't know what that matchup will look like.
I think the Houston series with the Warriors is a good example of what you're talking about because they made it very, very hard.
So hard.
Amen Thompson made it hard, and Steven Adams, when he was able to make free throws and play, he made it hard. And, you know, I think that that was the matchup that was impressive for me that the Warriors won it, but that's why Steph got hurt in game one is because he had to give absolutely everything just to get them over that hurdle.
Well, and that's where OKC, it's like, if they wanted to take the ball from you, they just took the ball from you. And I think the reason why the Nuggets were able to survive that a little bit more is because the person who controls the ball the most is the most difficult to take it from in Jokic. And but even they, I mean, Jamal Murray was getting stripped at half court. Christian Brown looked like, all I was doing last night is imagining what even Curry, who's turnover prone, would look like coming up against Caruso, Williams, SGA, Joe, Wiggins, insert OKC perimeter defender. And then what's Pod's going to look like bringing the ball up against that? Like, they would take the ball from the Warriors because I'm watching Minnesota and they have 20 turnovers a game. And I feel like four of them are lazy. Like, a lot of them are just, they literally can't do anything with the ball. And it's a dunk or a layup the other way. Like, OKC defensively, they might not be the greatest offense of all time, but what they do on that end of the floor, it's, to me, it's irreplicable. And it just completely kills any sort of momentum for the other team. Like, they have had the most 10-0 runs in a postseason since the 97 Bulls.
Wow.
Their turnover differential is number one in this last quarter century. So defensively, if they decide that they want to start revving up and basically not allowing you to score, that's just kind of what they do.
Yeah, I also look at the offensive end, and it is plain as day. The Warriors need more shooters. They need more shooters. I mean, goodness gracious, how many guys on Oklahoma City can make threes? It feels like all of them. And that's the way the game's been played recently, is if a guy penetrates and kicks out, that ball starts rotating and somebody ends up with a wide open shot. And the Warriors just need, like, I think they need two more shooters on this team, or more reliable shooters than they have.
You remember Steve Kerr said that when they left last year.
Yeah.
We need more shooting. And then they went and got Buddy Hield. And it was like, cool, okay, you got more shooting. They also need more people who are able to open up the shooters. Does this do anything for you, though? Moses Moody and Brandon Pajemski both had surgery, essentially, on their shooting hands right after the season ended. Does it change the way anybody looks at the way they shot the ball coming down the stretch?
Not really.
Yeah, not for me.
Why?
Well, because they, like, Moses Moody lost his shot earlier in the year. And Brandon Pajemski also.
Not like that, though.
Not quite like that.
I mean, this was crazy in the Minnesota series.
But Pods in game five was spectacular.
It was.
So, I mean, I thought the real injury was Steph Curry. We were all talking about his thumb how grotesque it looked, and yet he's the one guy to not have surgery?
Yeah, that's Steph, though.
The way everyone was getting hurt around the playoffs, though. Like, you're not 100%.
But shooting hand.
Well, the way
your shooting hand is messed up. And so, yeah, maybe on some nights.
Well, Curry had the thumb, and he said, whenever I shoot well, it's not an issue. Whenever I shoot poorly, people are going to kill me for it. So,
right, but that's Steph.
Like, I actually look at it this way.
Well, how do you look at it?
It was essentially both their first playoff appearances. And I'm including Moody because they wanted him to do more. So they don't get the benefit of the doubt. Like, no.
Why not?
Now, Butler, on the other hand.
Why? Because it's their.
They were making their playoff debuts.
I expected more emotional.
They may have been hurt. It may have affected their shooting, but I don't give them that benefit of the doubt because they were basically making their first playoff appearance. I expected them to struggle anyway, and they did struggle. Like, I'm more likely to say, I bet you Butler was hurt. And because he's 35 and...
Well, he was.
Okay, yeah. Like, and that may have been a factor.
I loved your Flacco thing. And I
pretty cool.
Well, and for those who don't know what I'm talking about, so the way he answered the question about do you want to be a mentor to Shedeur Sanders or whatever, or do you have it? You maybe just play it for everybody. Do you have it right there in front of you?
Yeah, okay. Take a listen.
Play that.
Because it's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said, I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already, there's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences. And I have a lot of experience and I can talk on things. And hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And, you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room. And you naturally want to do that. You know, but that was a long-winded answer, but that's ultimately why I think you guys ask it.
Okay, do you know why that just crossed my mind? Like, it crossed my mind because I heard you play that earlier, and I guarantee you everybody who was sitting in front of Joe when he said that, they're all media members and they're all nodding, like, yeah, the stupid media.
Yep.
Right? But like, oh, but he's not talking about me. If I were any of these players, like this is a window, this is kind of a moment, what we were just talking about, it's no one's fault. I don't hold it against any media member, but I understand why, if you're a player, why you would just hate the media. Because we sit here and go, nope, you played, so I'm not going to let you be hurt. Do you know how hard that would be? Do you know how hard it would be to need to have surgery on your hand? And then therefore you can't hit from 25 feet, but because you tried, we're all sitting here being like, nope, too bad. You played, you're healthy. I would hate the media if I were a player. That would drive me nuts.
I would try to have as much fun as possible.
Well, sure. And I know they make millions of dollars, so it's okay. But do you know what I'm saying?
That's just part of the gig.
Yeah.
Right. Excuses are a part of sports, though. I mean, it's built into every single, I think, fan base when their team loses. There's an excuse of why we lost and what happened, and there was an injury, or this break didn't go our way, or the refs got in our way, or our coach is, you know, killing this. Like, I just think that excuses are always built in when you lose. And we're probably going to find out this summer if, let's say OKC wins the championship, there's probably a player or two on that team that needed to have surgery.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's, or like, for example, if it's not on your if it wasn't on Pod's shooting hand, then it may not affect his shot, but maybe he's turning the ball over a lot more, or you can take it from him more easily. Like, I just, it sucks. It's a reality, but I don't necessarily give him a pass because
And I'm not looking, I'm just sort of stating how I would feel if I were them, and I'm not even looking for it to be quote unquote excuses. I'm just always interested in the story. I'm interested, like, there are 1,000 things going on with these teams and these players at all times that we know nothing about. And so it's interesting to me. I always want to know the story. And whether or not you want to feel like it's an excuse, whether you give someone a pass, whether you this, that, or the other, doesn't really matter in the end. In the end, you had two guys who we were scratching our head going, why are they shooting like that? And then the season ended, and 2 minutes later, they both had surgery performed on their hands. That's part of the story.
Yeah, and I mean, part of the story is also the nature of the surgery, and I was just looking. He had what's called debridement surgery, which is basically when you go in and you remove tissue, scar tissue.
You're talking about Pods?
Yes.
Yes.
So this was not a torn ligament or...
No.
You know, and for Moody, it was a UCL, the ligament in the thumb, which, you know, obviously is important when you're trying to shoot if the thumb is not strong enough. But I lean kind of toward what you're saying, Steiny. It's their first playoff, so we don't know if they would have played like this had they not had these surgeries or these injuries. We just have no track record on them in the playoffs.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. It can be something in the middle too, where maybe if they were exactly, you know, hurt exactly the same way mid-season, they would have played a little bit better than they did in the playoffs. But because it was the playoffs and teams are playing so hard, it looked worse than it might have looked at some other time.
Or if it were in the regular season, maybe they wouldn't have played at
maybe.
All.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said Jimmy Butler's injury was like a 2-week injury,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have been out there. I'm actually surprised you haven't heard about a surgery for Jimmy Butler. Like, and maybe it was
he's
just
going to wait until right before the season.
Why, when he turns 36.
Very good.
His birthday gift.
Domino's.
I don't know what surgery Domino's you can do. Coffee. I mean, you're going to do like a buttectomy?
Well, I don't know.
Basically a tailbone? Well, that's just one of those ones.
Isn't that what Shaq always used to do?
Oh, for sure.
He'd have surgery in like late September.
Rehab's on company time.
we'll be fine.
Yeah,
he would always tell you we'd be fine when it matters.
Right.
We'll be fine.
Which for him was usually in March and April.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's also kind of true. It's kind of, yeah, I was going to say it ended up working out. So,
yeah.
For the most part, I mean, I promise you, there's not a Laker fan on the planet that's not still ticked about what was left on the table with that pairing. I mean, they couldn't get along. They got three.
Oh, Shaq and Kobe.
Oh,
I thought
God.
You meant Luka and LeBron.
No. Yeah, Shaq and Kobe. Shaq and Kobe, that could have gone for as long as they wanted it to.
Well, one of the
they
things.
They couldn't stand each other.
Yeah, one of the things we were talking around it a little bit is I just was thinking we've talked so much about what the Warriors should or shouldn't do and how they should approach this period. And I just realized, like, there's no template. There's been five dynasties in history, they all ended in a different kind of way. There's no necessarily right or wrong way. And there's no test that was taken that proved to be the right way. I mean, like those Lakers teams that won three in a row. Well, Shaq and Kobe kind of ended that. They just didn't, you know, they stopped functioning as a team. The Celtics, well, they just got old. They got old and they got hurt. And so I don't know.
And the Bulls, they all basically, I mean, after six titles in 8 years.
It imploded.
It imploded. They were all basically fed up. Going into the year, they dubbed it the Last Dance.
Right.
Like, that thing was a premeditated conclusion.
Right.
The other one is the Spurs, which is, it's the outlier because, you know, you got Tim Duncan, and then you did well in the draft with Ginobili and Parker, and then at the tail end, Kawhi Leonard came to life in April. If you look at his year leading up to the playoffs, he was kind of an ordinary player, and then he turned into Superman to bookend that dynasty.
And then they all left, and Kawhi was good enough to get him to the playoffs, one Western Conference final. Then when he got traded, they haven't made the playoffs in 6 years.
Yep.
So he was kind of a holdover from that dynasty, but then they didn't make the playoffs for 6 years. What are the Warriors? They're trying to stave off. There was another team that went 6 years without making the playoffs after a dynasty. Maybe it was the Celtics after Bird and McHale. I can't remember. But what I'm getting at is the Warriors, they're trying to stave off something that is
unstave-offable?
Maybe.
Well, we both
now,
thought. Oh, no, go
now,
ahead.
Real quick, the Lakers after Showtime,
yep.
They hung around in there with Eldon Campbell and Eddie Jones. They made some playoffs, so there's not a big blank spot on their basketball reference page.
A little bit. There was, yeah.
But then Kobe and Shaq.
And Kobe, yep.
So the Warriors are trying to avoid, you know, 3 or 4 years where they don't make the playoffs.
Well, so that sort of leads to what we thought the most interesting part of this Anthony Slater article with regard to Jonathan Kuminga was his reference to the fact that there are three sets of interests. There's Jonathan's, and as much as there are tons of Jonathan Kuminga fans, and I'm sure he's a sympathetic figure right now, I get that. But Jonathan's interests, his goals, I don't think Warrior fans in the larger scheme, that's not the priority. Not Jonathan's.
No.
Right? Okay, the other two. We call it the core, but forget the core. It's Steph. And then there's the organization, meaning ownership. And Joe Lacob clearly, he feels on his insides, oh, no, we're still going to be great. We're going to be great even after Steph, which is probably why you could tell Goo this next time we see him, but that's probably why he was sitting next to Jonathan Kuminga at the Valkyries game right after the season ended. I think that was his way of saying, I got you, kid, because this is my team. And you know, whether you're on it or not next year, that's the message. Like, we can still, we're always going to be great. What matters most to a Warriors fan right now in terms of interests? Steph's or the organization's? And yes, there's obviously overlap, but there's obviously space between two. What matters most to you?
Well, I think that indicates the disconnect. And I think the piece illustrates it between how the coaching staff feels and how the front office feels, mm-hmm. or mainly the ownership feels. Because Kerr wants Kuminga to be Sean Marion, basically. That's the player he's kind of compared him to. And Kuminga thinks that he could be Paul George or Kawhi Leonard, and ownership seems to kind of believe that more. And it's like, I don't think he's going to be either of those players or any of those guys. But you can't leave yourself in a position with nothing to rebuild with. And when inevitably that dark day comes.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Of no playoffs, the cupboard can't be bare. And I think that the question that I kind of just wrestle with all the time is Kuminga a part of that cupboard? Do you think that he is? Because if he is, I wouldn't give up on him. But if you don't, then I think he has to be traded at some point in the near future.
I feel like if you're a Warrior fan, your biggest, what you want more than anything else is, can we better be better next year?
Yep.
Can we be better next year?
And that's, and to me, that answers Steph.
If it costs us Kuminga, we're willing to do it if we're better next year.
The only drawback would be is if he goes out and in 3 to 5 years, he becomes that holdover that you needed. And you use that word about the Spurs, holdover. Now, Kuminga is not Kawhi, but Kawhi won a title. He was the holdover. They went to 5 straight playoffs, and then he left and the thing completely fell off. If Kuminga's not the holdover that you think that he's going to be, then absolutely you need to do something over these next 2 years. But just don't come back to me in 3 to 5 years if Kuminga is averaging 24 a night, he's an all-star, and his team is an Eastern Conference playoff team.
Yeah.
Because then Steph leaves, Jimmy leaves, Draymond leaves, and the rest of it, you're probably going to have to go through a Spursian run, which was 32-32-34, 22-22-34 wins.
Oh.
Those are the win totals.
But there could also be a situation where if he could be like Aaron Gordon. I don't know if Orlando regrets trading Aaron Gordon, because that allowed them to reset themselves, and Gordon went on to be a championship player, and he's awesome. but like he didn't fit what they were trying to do at the time when he was there. So I don't know if that front office, and I don't know if they're still, if they still have jobs, but I don't know if that front office really regrets getting off of Aaron Gordon, even though he is objectively a really damn good player.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, gents. That's a little early.
Yeah, it is a little early.
I had it.
Can you answer the question?
I did.
Like in five words or less.
What's the question?
Well, you said what you think Warrior fans think.
Right.
What do you think? What would you
do? I think they're between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, he's in mourning. I mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah, did you text him?
No.
No? Were you tonight?
Probably.
How many days?
I'd say three.
It's kind of like after you go on a date, like how many days do you wait till you text?
Yeah. Oh, God.
He lost last night. How many days do you wait till you text?
I'll probably wait till the weekend.
The weekend?
Yeah.
What will you say when you text him?
Gutless. No. I'll tell him he's gutless.
No, to get more out
and
of
I'll
it.
Tell him I'm pissed at him because he said, well, we can ride into the offseason and I can feel pretty good because that team was just better than us. I'm like, we have a lot to discuss.
Just one quick one on your way out the door because I know you love games.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing a little dive on 20-point scores this year in our league because the thought is Kuminga wants to go somewhere and average 20. There are 50 players who averaged 20 or more points per game. How many of those 50 played on non-playoff teams?
Half.
Scut-da-da-da.
Half.
25, Mark?
More.
Yeah, I'll go like 34.
The answer is 21.
Mm.
Two players actually did it on two different non-playoff teams, which is kind of the quirk. No, Jimmy Butler did not average 20. It was Zach LaVine and De'Aaron Fox. They averaged 20. They were on two different teams. Neither of them made the playoffs. But it just is my cautionary tale about Kuminga. Be careful what you wish for because Jordan Poole's on this list. Poole was able to go out there and average 20 for a team that stunk.
Yeah
they made a big mistake there, Mark, huh?
I was distracted because there is there's a development.
Oh?
We have a development.
Give it to me.
No.
Okay.
You're leaving. I'll give it to the rest of our audience.
Let me quickly download that Odyssey app.
Coming up next because it's a 49er development.
Oh.
And you're not going to like it.
Oh, boy.
That is a tease, people, on 95.7 The Game.
Bye, Steiny.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.